Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. I know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for power. Thank you for strength. Ooh. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. Good morning. We lift up the name of Jesus. Ooh, we lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for more strength. We thank you for more power. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that we are not lost. We thank you, Father God, that you are with us and that you never leave us and that you never forsake us. We thank you for the goodness of God, the grace of God, for the peace of God, for the love of God, for your power, for your strength. Just thank you and bless you and praise you and magnify you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We magnify you. Oh, my God. Your glory is real. Your presence is real. And we just simply say thank you, 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 thank you. I was sharing. So you do me a favor and go share the devotional today. Our prompt that's normally up wasn't up. So some of you guys are like, where is she? She's here. So start sharing this so more people can see it. And we're going to get started. I want to give a couple of announcements ahead of time because I forgot to do this yesterday. I am hoping, and I'll bring it up again at the end, and we're going to send out the instructions today. I am hoping that today, starting tomorrow, you will join me in a 7-day corporate fast from the 2nd to the 8th. No food until noon. I'm going to send out the instructions. I'm going to send out the scripture. We're going to meditate God's righteousness. So you can have water, you can drink, but no food until 12 noon. If you are someone who medically you can't be without your meds in the morning, then you can join us in this fast. And what you can do is you can remove something from your diet. Like you can get rid of social media, or you can get rid of sweets, or you can get rid of breads. But it'll be a 7-day fast from the 2nd. I had to make sure I'm saying it right. To the 8th, we'll email out instructions. We'll post it. Have some scriptures the Lord gave me. We were supposed to start today, but I got so excited about yesterday's word that I forgot to post it or to share it. So if you want to join us, it's not a must. It's not a got to. But if you want to join us tomorrow in this fast, we would love to have you a part. Anytime we fast corporately, we have seen the power in the hand of God. Also, I'm going to start out early. Listen, yesterday I was mailing out books. Thank y'all. Let me do it again today. Go on and get your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. Don't matter if you ain't got kids. You can begin to pray this for your future children. Go on and order several copies today for the men. If you pastor a church or have a ministry, go on and pick up several copies and give this out to the ministry of your church. You can write me a check. I was mailing off books yesterday, and I'm just like, Lord, your word is going to be throughout the earth. So don't forget to pick up your copy of 30 Days Prayer. It's on the website. Also, Pillow Talk virtual sessions. Last night I had dinner with my cousin and my mom and my sisters. My sisters are actually in town. They live in California. And we were just going over Pillow Talk, and my cousin was like, talk to me more about what you guys are going to be doing on Pillow Talk. And you're also going to get a session with me. You're going to get probably a couple sessions with me that'll be listed and thrown in later. You won't get the full volume of Pillow Talk, but you're going to get a couple sessions with me also in July. So with what comes when you get in purchasing their sessions, the packages, the sessions for them, you also get two free sessions in there with me. So do not forget to go on and get registered for the virtual Pillow Talk. We got all three sessions plus the bonus sessions with me. It's on the website for $99. Somebody's like, why does it cost? Everything costs. Because I got to pay my speakers. Because there'll be tools and strategies given that's valuable of any workshop that you would attend, right? And you want these skill sets. It's an hour and a half of information that you're going to take take with you. So make sure you go on and get registered for your birth. There's limited spots. So I don't want you to negate and think, oh, this is nothing. If you have ever been to a Pillow Talk online, you know that the power of God is evident. So go on and get registered in your virtual spots for Pillow Talk. And let's God watch God work. Do not wait. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to wait. And then we come down to July and you don't have your slot. And then you're mad. And you're like, LMJ, can you let me in? And I'm like, nope, all the spots are filled. So go on and get in and get registered for your virtual session of Pillow Talk. Ebony's like, yes, because she already did her thing. She already got her package. So you get bonus packages too. So treat July 13th through the 17th, 16th as your retreat weekend. You're going to be on a virtual retreat. And the Lord is going to be pouring into you. Don't consider yourself. One more announcement, because this happens every time. I am taking tomorrow off. Taking tomorrow off. Let my team be off tomorrow. I heard the Lord when he said that. We will be off tomorrow. There'll be no replay. We're going to be off. Like, we will be off tomorrow. But Saturday morning, we will be back for the prayer call. The ladies that attend that are in our community on Saturday morning will be back for the prayer call on Saturday morning. So off tomorrow. Say this. Somebody put this in the comment. We off tomorrow. Because somebody always missed this. And then they message me. And then they come back in. And they say, where were you? Or are you okay? Or is something wrong? Because they were not listening. Tomorrow, Friday, I am taking off. I heard the Lord. I'm going to follow his instructions. I am going to be off tomorrow. The team is going to be off tomorrow. We will still have a prayer call on Saturday. I need y'all to say this. We are off tomorrow because somebody will forget it. And then they'll start blowing me up and they'll think that I wasn't, that I was neglectful. And we are never, 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 never neglectful in this ministry. So one, 7-day fast. If you want to fast with us tomorrow, we're going to send out the instructions in email today. We'll send them out again tomorrow. 7-day fast. We got some scriptures we're going to meditate on. We're fasting till 12 noon. No food until 12 noon. If you are sick, then, or somebody that has to take medications, then you can choose to eliminate. Maybe you do no Cokes or something for the next 7 days to still join the fast. That's the fast. Second, pick up your 30 days of prayer. If you haven't picked up your 30 days of prayer, go on and order your 30 days of prayer. That's the second part. The third part, go on and get your purchase your virtual session for Pillow Talk in July. I want you to go on and purchase your virtual session for Pillow Talk. It's going to be, as the kids say, it's going to be lit. Now I want to get into the word today. I want to pray today. I want to pray the power of God on your life today. I want to pray that you receive God. I want to pray that the scales are off your eyes, right? Like your eyes today. So that's what we're doing. Tomorrow we off. Get all that in. You can still go give. You can still be a part of the ministry. Nothing happens when we take a day off. This season we're gonna learn how to rest. This season we're gonna learn how to honor God. This season we're gonna learn how to listen to God. We're gonna learn how to be more sensitive to his voice. I hear him when he tells me your body need a little more rest, and I'm going to get a little bit more rest. Okay, so tag in. We off tomorrow. But ladies, back Saturday on the prayer call. Let me tell you something. If you have been looking for community, right, Keidra, right, Jess, right? If you've been looking for community, like I've been looking for community, I'm really not in a community. Saturday morning is community. I mentor. We pray. We do devotional. We share with each other. A lot goes in. No replay on Friday. Friday won't even be a replay. We're not even doing a replay Friday. Friday, we're going to be off. That doesn't mean you are not, you don't meditate. You can go back and catch you a replay. But Friday, it will not even be a replay show. Like, we really going to be off on Friday. Just say, yes, a safe community, right? So we're going to have a safe community. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cancel that spirit. I cancel it now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. We drive out any antagonistic, any spirit that tries to show its face and be seen on this devotional that is not of you. We drive it out right now in the name of Jesus. So no Friday, Saturday prayer call. And then get used to the devotional. Come back, show up, be here, be a part. Ask the Lord. So can I tell y'all some things God has been showing me just real quick? Ask the Lord to give you a new sound and new language. Ask the Lord to take you out of familiarity. Thank you for saying that, Rhonda. Familiarity is what got Moses in trouble. Woo! Come on. Come on. Familiarity is what got Moses in trouble because he didn't listen to God. Like, familiarity got Moses in trouble. The Lord told him to speak to the rock. He was so used to seeing, come on, I'm a troublesome this morning. I need a troublesome this morning. Come on. We need a troublesome this morning. I need to deal with something this morning. Because if we don't deal with this, we will miss the seasons. We will miss the sound of God. We will miss the power of God. We will miss the hand of God. We will not know the language of God. We will not be sensitive to kingdom and have a kingdom-minded agenda. And we don't even realize that we have become familiar with God. So when we come into a space, I need this scripture. When we come into a space where Moses was in a circumstance and a situation where he had experienced God, here we are. Can I tell y'all something? When he was to speak to the rock, we were just, and the Lord has been dealing with me this. And then I watched a word from somebody who brought the same thing in that God had been dealing with me about. I was having a conversation with Jess, I hear you, Lord, yesterday. And she was, I hear you, Lord. And she was coming to me and telling me and talking to me about how her devotional time is different right now. Like, my time with God is different right now. It's switched. And religious ways, and I'm gonna tell y'all, don't get thrown off by what I'm saying. Don't shut down on me. Don't kick me out. Don't kick me over. But because we've been brewed in so many religious ways, and we do things out of muscle memory, and we do things out of habit, we will not be as sensitive as we should be to the voice and the hand of God in a season we are in. Some of y'all, come on, some of y'all will miss, because I did it before, and God is not required to repeat himself. Some of y'all will miss divine moments with God because you are looking for God to provide. I hear you, Father. You are looking for God to provide a certain way. You are looking for God to come. Come on, Ave. Ave said, habits that hinder the move of God. You are looking for God to present himself a certain way. You are looking, you are expecting God to do things a certain way. And because you have gotten so used to God, you will miss what God is trying to do for you. And can I tell you something? Your language, what's in your mouth, speaks volumes to where you are. Woo! And I'll hear somebody say something sometime, and I'm like, we are so indoctrinated with culture. We are so indoctrinated with culture. We are so indoctrinated with culture that we will move according to old ways and deeper jazz, deeper than just playing church. Cause we like it's us in a space like we know God, but not getting God, giving God any room to move differently. Woo! Not giving God any room, not sensitive to the Holy Spirit whatsoever. And when God had to really start dealing with me with how he speaks, how he does, how he moves, he took me to this scripture. Like he had brought me to this particular scripture. And I was like, Lord, what are you trying to show me in this scripture? And he just simply started showing me how my rituals, woo! Come on, how my rituals were having me, my habits were having me to miss God. Woo! My bad. And because they were habits that were effective, like in one season, Lord, take the scales off our eyes, open our ears so we see. Because they were habits that were effective, like in one season, we miss God. And there was some time between when Moses tapped the rock and when Moses was commanded to speak to the rock. But every time in between this part, telling myself he isn't here or moving on my behalf because I didn't feel goosebumps or start crying. Woo! Come on. God is not a goosebumpy feeling. Can you put this in your notes? God is not a feeling. This is so confusing sometimes. God is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. And we have been so forced into situations that say God is a feeling or God, well, if God was there, ooh, I feel the presence of God. I have felt the tangible presence of God. Like a wind has blown on me before. I've opened my front door and just like, Lord, you know, come into my house today. It's just a symbolic thing. My mama does it. It's not. And felt the wind blow and knew it was the presence of God, right? And so I don't want you to miss. Come on, I hear you. I don't want you to miss what's for you in this season because you won't trust and obey God. Because you are used to experiencing him in a carnal way, because it's really a carnal way or a tangible way or a physical way. And because I'm used to experiencing him in a physical way, then I won't move with God. Check your prayers as evidence. Do you pray like the same way? Good morning, Father God. Thank you. Wake you up this morning. Thank you for waking. Like, check your prayer life. Like if the Holy Spirit, there's a scripture that talks about the Holy Spirit will make intercession for us, right? Holy Spirit will make intercession for us. Like, do we really allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession from us? Probably 4.5, 5 years ago, the Lord had dealt with me and said, I want to pray through you. I want to pray through you. I want to be the one to pray through you. And I was praying, but I was not praying with much power. I was praying fleshly. I was not praying with the knowledge of God. I was not praying with the Spirit of God. I was not praying. Like, I was just not praying. I was praying in my own strength. I was praying with my own edification. And I didn't even realize that I had desensitized myself to the Spirit of God. I was desensitized to the Spirit of God because I was trying to associate myself with the feeling. And then if I was in distress, I had wrong motives. If I was in distress, I was searching for the hand of God and not wanting to be in the presence of God. Like I was searching for the hand of God, not looking for the presence of God. So in this particular session, in the 20th verse, And it's funny because in this 20th verse, what was referred to is actually the 40th year of Israel wandering in the wilderness. This is the 40th year of Israel wandering in the wilderness, right? And the nation was back in Kadesh, where they had rebelled against the Lord and refused to take the promised land. They were back in a place where they had rebelled against the Lord. And what happened between the second and the 40th year of Israel's wandering isn't really discussed in scripture, right? So God had commanded Moses and told him, take your staff, gather your people. And he told him to speak to the rock. That's what he had told him. He had told him to speak to the rock, right? But Moses, in an earlier moment, he had tapped the rock. Woo! Come on. He had tapped the rock. But in this season, Moses was saying to him, I need you to speak to the rock. But out of frustration, Lord, don't let me do nothing out of frustration. Come on. That ought to be a highlight in your note today. Don't let me do nothing out of frustration. Come on. Don't let me do nothing out of frustration. Don't let me return to the norm because I'm frustrated. Ooh, come on. Frustration is blinding. Frustration pulls you into anxiety. Come on now. Yeah, Jasmine, there were specific instructions. Come on, feel the power given to them by God. But because Moses had let frustration set precedent, I'm finna take a sip. Lord, any places in my life where I'm frustrated, help me. Because frustration will apply pressure that allows me to move beyond what you are saying or doing. Reveal to me the places that I have become frustrated so that I don't operate out of your will or out of the divine timing of God. Woo! Come on. And so Moses was dealing with the pressure, but God had already given him the instructions. But the pressure, can I give y'all a little personal? Y'all know I like to give y'all a little personal. I told y'all, Judas 13, he's pubescent and he's getting better, y'all. He is getting better. But we have been in this season and the Lord simply said to me, he said, you frustrated with Judah. Your frustration is pulling you out of character. Come on, y'all. Y'all gonna be real with the Lord today. He said, your frustration. And we can be frustrated when we feel like God is not moving in the time. Ooh, come on. We can be frustrated when we feel like God is not moving in the time that he's supposed to be moved. We can be frustrated with a person. We can be frustrated with a place. We can be frustrated with a thing. There have been times I've been trying to put something together and I can't get it to work. And I'm frustrated that I can't get it to work. And as I'm frustrated with it, what I'm doing is trying to force it to come into position. And as I'm frustrated trying to get it to work and trying to force it to come into position, then what typically happens is I'll break it before I can use it. I'll mess it up before I've done it before. Broken something before I could even use its purposefulness because I'm frustrated that I can't get it to work. So here it is, the Lord saying to us and speaking to us today, warning us about not letting our frustrated places, well, frustration and complacency and desensitized to the spirit, all of that typically goes hand in hand. Woo! Come on, Lord, more of your presence. So when we see Moses in this situation, they are wandering. The people are complaining and doing everything that they are doing. And this is God. God says, this is God, the eighth verse, he says, take the staff and assemble the community. You and your brother Aaron are to speak to the rock while they watch and it will yield its water. You will bring out water for them from the rock and provide drink for the community and their livestock. Now he is very clear. And then so Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron summoned the assembly in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels, his speech already determined his frustration. How he was speaking was evident to how he was frustrated. He said to Moses and Aaron, he said, listen, you rebels, must we bring water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff, so that abundant water gushed out and the community and their livestock drank. So something still happened when he struck the rock. But the problem is, it was out of the will of the Lord. Something still happened when he struck the rock. Something still moved. Something was still delivered. Something still came. Something still moved. But the problem is, he was out of the will of the Lord. Let me give you the next verse, because that's really what's most important. He said, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me. This was not a minor breach. This was not a minor thing. This was not minor. What they did was not minor. See, they struck the rock and it looked like it was still working. But what they did was not minor. What they did was not minor. It was not. He says, but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me to demonstrate my holiness in the sight of Israelites, you will not bring this assembly into the land I have given them. Can I tell you something that's deep for me in this? The people still got to go. They did not. Their disobedience didn't affect whether or not the people were still going to get the opportunity and chance to go, because this was the plan of the Lord for them. Moses and Aaron were not getting to go because they disobeyed the Lord. I'm going to be honest. There was a season, can I be honest, where one of my sons had got into trouble. I hear you, Lord. God had given me specific instructions for my finances. When my son got into trouble, because this is my baby, I had made a decision that I was going to pull out on finances before I sought the Lord. The instructions for my finances from the Lord were very clear. And in my natural state of operating in the circumstance of the situation, I pulled in a way that was not obedient to the Lord. And I justified how I operated. Thank you, Lord. I justified how I operated because this was my baby and I was his mother. And can I be honest with y'all? God has been faithful, but I know for a fact I suffered in some ways that I did not have to suffer, because I went in the opposite direction of the instructions of what God gave me. I need you to hear me on this. Frustration or the voices or the whatever it is going on around you does not negate the instructions that come from God. And the enemy loves to present a crisis or a circumstance or a situation. That's why I said your habits, make sure your habits are not getting you desensitized
to the voice of God. Because when habits get you desensitized to the voice of God, frustration will make you move out of the presence and the power of God. So I suffered in some ways that I would not have had to suffer if I would have slowed down, adhered, heard, and really stuck truth to the truth of what God was saying to me in this season. I just hope it helps. I don't want us to think a minor breach of obedience doesn't matter. Moses totally failed to obey God. He totally failed. He publicly attributed his own efforts. He publicly took his own authority. Moses and Aaron lost their opportunity to enter the promised land. And then the judgment of God, woo, thank you for mercy. But the judgment of God still stood. Yeah, following instructions are critical, but making sure you're not desensitized to the voice of God is so much more important, because his voice provides a strength that lets you overcome the frustration. His voice will provide a strength. His word, and he'll back it up in word. His voice and his word will provide a strength that helps you to overcome the circumstance of the situation. It just will. His comfort, you'll get a comfort in knowing, yeah, this is God. But I started out by saying, and I meant it because I felt the Holy Spirit say, make sure you're not in some habit that is desensitizing you to the voice of God, right? Make sure you're not expecting God to move a certain way. And then make sure frustration isn't leading you to make your own decisions. Because all of it travels in the same realm and at the same capacity. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you for a word that pierces our heart, that helps us to come out of habits, that helps us to recognize frustration, that helps us to understand obedience. Do not let the pressures of life pull us into places that do not honor you. Let your sum total of your will be done in our life. Do not let us be confused by the enemy's plans. Let more revelation come to our heart and to our mind. Open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Let us rest in your power. Let us rest in your truth. Holy Spirit, move the scales off our eyes. Show us the things in our life that are not aligned with purpose, with vision, and with destiny. Woo! Do not let us become so familiar with you in spaces that we will miss the move of God for our life. Don't even let us determine what's necessary and what's unnecessary in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I know this deep. The Lord wants to pull you into deep. The Lord wants to pull you into deep. And ask yourself, Are there habits that I have that are making me miss you? Am I in a season? The Lord was reminding me of something, and I'll talk about it in our personal space on the devotional. But the Lord was reminding me of something that I needed to let go of. He was like, you can't go. We done with that space. Like, we're done there. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't want my disobedience to you to hinder. It doesn't make you, like, I don't want, like, the Lord is disciplining me. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just in his divineness, he has the opportunities we need. And the, I'm not talking, because people will start saying, oh, the Lord is whooping you. Oh, the Lord is abusing you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, as creatures of habits, we will miss the power and the presence of God and not travel in the ways. And then frustration will cloud your ears. Come on. Frustration will pull you into a place. Frustration will make you forget what God said. That's what I was telling y'all with my son. I was so frustrated by the situation that I forgot what God said. And I started moving according to Lakeisha. So let's repent too. Father God, we repent for what we thought was small acts of obedience. Things that you have required of us that we have not done. We repent of those things. And we thank you for our fresh start in Jesus' name. Amen. Ain't that good? God is good. God is good. Ebony says she finally being still enough to hear him for herself. Yeah, because you need to hear him for yourself. You need to hear him for yourself. You don't need to just trust LMJ. You need to hear him for ourselves. I like how Avery said that. Avery said sometimes our lives are at a standstill simply because we are moving in places in our lives where God was and he has yet moved on, stuck in where he was, and he is waiting for us to come where he is. Woo! That's it. That's it. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on a new move. He's looking for a freshness. He wants a new opportunity. That's the God. Like, Lord, don't let me do nothing the same. Don't let me do nothing the same. Let my prayer life be unto you. Let my praise and worship be unto you. Let me not do nothing the same. Let me hear you in every season. There was a season that the Lord had backed me up on someone. He said, like, you know, this is a season. It's time where you need to receive. He was dealing with me about my widowhood and that what I brought him enough. And then as soon as we transitioned into this new season, he said, okay, here are your new partnerships for you to sow in this season. Very clearly, these are the ministries that I want you to partner with in this season. Because of my heart's position towards God, I was able to see and hear what he was telling me to do next. Like, I was able to hear and see, not sticking to the routine of what was in one season and moving into it and not feeling guilty for making the transitions that God was telling me to make, because they may not line up with a way that I was taught, or they may not line up with what he was requiring of me to do in the next season. My God, my God, thank you, Lord God. I repent for even being lazy. I repent for slow moving. My God, I repent for toiling when all I had to do was obey your instructions. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, forgive me for anything. And God was bringing something specifically to my remembrance right now, something I did that I didn't have to do. I just need to put my full weight and trust on him. So I'm repenting for that now. Two things. Remember, let me give you these instructions again. Some of y'all were late to the devotional. We are not on tomorrow. We are off tomorrow. We're taking a day of rest. There'll be no replay. We are completely down. My team is down. We're going to rest tomorrow. We still have Saturday's prayer call. We'll send out this information. Tomorrow, we are starting a 7-day fast corporately. We would love for you to join us. 2nd through the 8th, we're going to fast for 7 days. I got the instructions. I got the scriptures. We're going to meditate. No food till noon. If you have to eat, then you can do something else. And the scripture the Lord gave me for this fast was, some things only come out by fasting and praying. So we'll start that tomorrow. One, if the Lord has told you to partner, come in partnership with this ministry, to give to this ministry, ask the Lord. Don't pause. Hang giving there because of your own whatever. Ask the Lord. Pause. Lord, do you want me to partner with LMJ Ministries? And if he's already been leading you in that direction, and no gift is too small. It funds what we do. It helps us to continue to work. It puts stuff aside for Feed the Streets, for the Single Moms, for Drew Projects, for Flint Global, for the waste. And we serve nationally. We do not just serve locally. So if that is you and the Lord is talking to you about partnership or giving or tithing or sowing into this ministry, we are 501c3. Go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there. You can cash out us, $LMJMINISTRY. You can give there as well. And then my second thing is, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your fresh start. Or maybe you need to make a fresh commitment today to God. Maybe you just been off on your own doing your own thing and you need to make a fresh commitment to God. Thank you for saying that. Mama Sandra says, so where you are fed. If that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com, and I'm gonna send you some resources and I'm gonna send you some materials. Don't forget 30 days of prayer. Don't forget to go purchase your virtual pillow talk so that you can get the extra sessions as well. You're gonna get extra sessions. You're not just getting the 3 sessions. You're gonna get 2 sessions with me as well. Don't forget to do your pillow talk. Remember, no devotional in the morning. Ladies, I'll see you on Saturday. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. Can I speak over you what I hear the Lord saying? Freedom. There is some level of freedom that you have yet to be able to reach. I hear the Lord saying, freedom is coming to you today. And with freedoms come breakthrough. He who the Son, freedom, like your mind has been locked into a position and place that would not allow you to advance, to move into the things of God. I hear the Lord say, freedom is coming to you today. With freedom comes breakthroughs. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. But God loves you so much more. Go be loved today. And I'll see you Saturday, y'all, on the prayer call. And the rest of y'all will connect back next week. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.